Hello and welcome to Search Results, a podcast where I, Connor Moran,
me, Liam Curran,
and myself, Patrick Nelson,
investigate the most weird and wacky internet questions. What is the world thinking with all these random thoughts? Well, we've taken it upon ourselves to explore the search results to get you the answers. Join us each episode as we pick a question and then proceed to lose ourselves down an internet rabbit hole. We then come back to you with hopefully some kind of answer. This podcast will be full of stupid conversation, ludicrous facts, and trivia which will blatantly be of use to no one. So, I hope you're ready for some fun, risky, and explicit education. Without further ado, let's get into this and attempt to find out what the world really wants to know. Wow, I can't believe it. How has someone as beautiful as you come to listen to us? Hello, my name is Connor Moran, and welcome to Search Results. I'm joined by my two beautiful sidekicks. He knows more about history than all of your grandparents combined. It's Liam Curran.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Liam. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's not too bad. How's it going, man?
I'm good. I was just about to say to you, if I ever made my way onto Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and I ever got a history question, you'd be the man I'd call.
Yeah. I'd lose you a lot of money as well.
What would you say is your favourite period of history to study?
Man, it's always like dark using these kinds of adjectives, but the Nazis, for me, they're just the most fascinating. Yeah, they're just the most fascinating people, man. I was describing this to someone the other day, actually. It's like when you think about evil people today, I don't know how like evil people genuinely are. Like they usually have some kind of really like basic ulterior motive. Like it's usually money or something like that. It's just, you know, like upper class people, they're not like super evil. They just don't care about people that much and, you know, whatever. The Nazis though, they actually really genuinely like hated other human beings. Like they were evil people. And something about that is just super fascinating to me.
Well, don't get any ideas, Liam. And of course, let's not forget about the beautiful man. He's South Africa's answer to Austin Powers, the sweet boy, Patrick Nelson. Yes, Pat, what's going on?
Austin Powers. I haven't seen an Austin Powers film in years. But yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
You got mojo, man. You got to tell me, what do you have to sacrifice to be as sweet as you? What are the lines you pull? Give me a line, please.
I don't really do chap lines, man. I just tell him how it is. Like, just be honest. Just like, that's the best thing to be. Be honest.
Honesty is the best policy in all regards.
Exactly.
What's the question?
But now, the most important part of the podcast is the question which we will be focusing on today. And again, Liam and Patrick, I just want to make this clear. You guys have no idea about any of the questions and searches that I've compiled together, do you?
Nope,
none.
So you guys have been kept in the dark. You have no idea about what we're about to research.
No idea.
Not a clue.
Okay, fantastic. Well, bearing that in mind, let's get into this and find out this episode's focus. Can a human get an animal pregnant? Can a human get an animal pregnant?
Oh my goodness.
So guys, what do we think?
The funny thing is, yeah, I remember when I was like a kid in school, yeah, and I think this sounds like something I would have researched back then, like human horse babies or human pig babies or something like that. And I think I saw a false picture on Google Images and it just looked disgusting. It was like this pig with like a human-y face. It was just so disgusting. Like, it was gross.
My girlfriend asked me if I was half horse once.
What?
Hey, go on.
Which top half or bottom half?
Now, all I'm knowing is
grass.
The people who search this, I reckon it's some like pretty nervous, like horny farmers, them kind of.
Yeah.
Like they fucked an animal like a sheep or some shit a couple months back, and now they're thinking, fuck, have I gone and got it pregnant?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Is the wife going to find out?
I have to put my hands up here, and I've actually put a lot of thought into this question before, because not in that way, Not in that way.
Some lonely nights you look over to your dog.
No, I'm a bit obsessed with superpowers. And I've always thought, what is the most logical way for the human race to have superpowers? And animals have so many good traits, don't they? And I thought, surely if you could splice humans and animals together, for example, breed a human with a cheetah, could you make someone who's like super quick? Breed like a gorilla with a human, could you make someone who's super strong? Do you know what I mean? And then you could just create a race of mutants.
Like you've genuinely thought I think about this.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just quite gross. Like, who's gonna? I get what you mean. You're on about, are you on about like kind of, what's it called? What's that thing called, Liam? Genetical engineering or something like that?
Yeah, but I'm quite into mythology, and this has been around apparently quite a lot, especially in Greek mythology, something called a chimera. And I think in a lot of mythology, you'll hear about chimeras as animals who have the head of a lion and the tail of a snake, and also fawns. You know, shout out Disney's Hercules, you know, the fawn who taught Hercules how to fight, and, you know, Mr. Tumnus in Narnia. So, I mean, that it's not an alien thought.
I guess that was the thing to do. Like, I'm just envisioning now all these Greeks at the school of Athens, probably on all of those like ritual mushrooms, just thinking, fuck it, let's put a snake and a lion together and see what we get.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. No, I think it's quite spooky, man. Like, some animals are as scary as they are, so mixing them with the humans, it just becomes even more of like a weird, you know what I mean? Like a freak show, really.
I mean, it would be pretty lit at the same time, though, wouldn't it? Imagine that. You just breed someone with a kangaroo and then they could just jump super high or something. Awesome. It would be lit.
Nah, what, like a centaur or something? What, half horse, half man?
Yeah, like a centaur, so Liam, yeah.
Liam's a centaur, yeah. So Liam's a centaur.
Go on, Liam.
That's one word for me.
All right, say if we research this in a bit and we find out it is possible. God forbid. What do you think the best animal-human combo would be? Hit me.
I got one. A bear lion.
Where's the human in that? Are we just three-way in it?
Bear lion so, man.
Yeah, bear lion man, yeah. How lit would that be?
Man bear pig.
Yeah.
Or so if funny. Anything, the smartest would be a dolphin man. That'd be the smartest thing in the world.
Dolphin man. He can't talk. He only can speak in echolocation.
Nah, because if you're mixing a human with a dolphin, wouldn't they have like the dolphin brain but human, you know, characteristics, and like obviously have gills.
Why would you want a dolphin brain?
Because they're
dolphins
like the smart...
don't have gills, bro.
But they're
just gonna ask you, why wouldn't you mix with a fish that could actually breathe underwater instead of a dolphin?
No, but a dolphin is like the smartest mammal, isn't it? One of the smartest mammals.
Apart from us. you've already got the best brain. Why would you want any other animal's brain for? Like, surely that the best thing to happen would still have your brain but all the other animals' characteristics.
No, but dolphins use more of their brains than human. Like, we don't need even that.
So would you have, like, your body, but with a dolphin brain?
No, but, like, wouldn't...
Just
wouldn't
squeaking on the floor, bruv. Just squeaking.
Wouldn't everything merge, if that makes sense? Wouldn't everything merge? So, obviously, the human brain and the dolphin, everything merged, like, just to make one thing. If you're genetically modifying it, why wouldn't you?
I guess we'll find out the answers, hopefully, shortly. Just remember to look.
All I'm saying is the ideal in any of these situations is to keep your own brain. Like, you don't want the animal's brain. That's what I'm going to say. I don't care how smart that dolphin is.
So you want a human brain in the sea? That'd be boring.
What?
So imagine having a human brain in the sea. So you're saying that once we've, you know, merged with the animals, we just stay on the, like, just as living a human, normal human life? Isn't that, like, boring, though? You know what I mean?
What my ideal outcome of this would be is...
You wouldn't even be you if it wasn't your brain.
Yeah, you keep the human part of us, like the brain, the ability to, you know, communicate, to have feelings, but you get the physicality of the animal. That's what I would want. So... Imagine breeding someone with like a peregrine falcon or something. They can just fly at the speed of a Concorde.
What?
Like
past
a bird.
The sound barrier.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right, man.
They're pretty quick. Quicker than a pigeon.
They are quick. Yeah, they are quick.
I reckon a tiger.
A tiger would be pretty lit.
There are some parts in India where they still just eat people like on demand.
Yeah, that's yeah. Tigers are dangerous, man.
There's a crazy thing about tigers. Like, they see people as food. Like, they don't distinguish. They're not scared of people yet.
So do you think that characteristic would trade over to your chimera human?
I mean, I guess so. Again, like the trick here is to keep your brain, but to be an animal.
You've just got really fresh haircut.
No, what it is though, you'll be murdered. Like, obviously, if someone sees a tiger, they don't care.
That is true.
It's you.
That is true.
They'll just kill you. They'll be like, oh, this is a threat. They'll just kill you.
Yeah, true.
So I guess it is a good idea, but how far? You know what I mean? What are the limits to it? Like, will I be alive? Will people be scared of me?
I've got the perfect one.
What?
A chameleon. Imagine that. You can just blend in where you want it to. Basically be invisible. That would be ideal for your heist men, your bank robbers, your perverts.
Or a cuttlefish. Have you seen the how like cuttlefish?
Oh, yeah, the cuttlefish. Yeah,
how,
yeah.
How they,
You've never seen a cuttlefish, Patrick?
No, their camouflage is crazy.
They're nuts. You should look it up quickly now.
They're not from this planet.
Something on that camouflage scale. Yeah, definitely. That would be lit.
I've always kind of like thought about being an eagle as well.
Yeah, well, this leads me on to another question, which was, what would your spirit animal be? Because I you know what, Liam, I would have gone for an eagle as well, but if you're an eagle, let's take to the skies majestically, my brother, and conquer the skies. So Liam, yours would be an eagle, mine would probably be an eagle. Patrick, what would yours be?
My spirit animal? I don't know, that's a good question. Yeah, I'd say like a leopard or black panther or something like that, or jaguar. Yeah, like I'd say one of those types of animals.
Patrick, I'd probably put you down, you know, something maybe like a bull or a cow, because you're quite big, but you're quite inquisitive and simple in a nice way as well. You got big nipples as well.
What? That's bollocks.
Obviously, Liam, you've speculated a bit about who do we think would be searching this question. So you've gone for farmers.
Hillbillies.
Hillbillies. I was thinking maybe like, no, he's fictional, but I want to say like Professor Xavier.
This is the perfect sort of contrast. Like, you've got a really simple and pure view of this. It's like, oh, maybe trying to create superhumans. I've got the opinion that there's just some fucked up people trying to fuck animals, wondering whether or not that they can get them pregnant.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. I mean, the other question which has been searched around this is not can a human get an animal pregnant, but can a human get pregnant by an animal? So, you know, the roles are switched a little bit there.
That's even worse. That's like, that should be illegal. Like, it probably is like a crime, isn't it?
It's definitely happened before, 100%. Never underestimate the horniness of human beings. Like,
that is actually disgusting, isn't it?
I'm not even going to say that it has happened before. It's happening right now, probably on a regular basis. People are trying to trick animals to fuck them.
Someone's just listening to this podcast.
No way.
I've been caught out. I know. Exactly.
To be fair, you were probably right. Like, there's 7 billion people in this world, and there's a lot of animals. So I wouldn't even like disagree with that.
So guys, we've speculated around it. Now the fun part, to search it. Maybe recommend for this one to go on incognito.
Yes, definitely. The RSPCA will be knocking your door in a few days. Literally in a few days.
The catch is, guys, we only have 30 minutes to do this. I don't want you looking for any longer, and I don't want you looking for any less. Copy and paste weird random shit that you find, and we will meet up again in 30 minutes to share our search results and hopefully provide some weird pointless facts, or in an ideal world, answer the actual question. However, Lovely listener, thanks to the power of editing, we will not bore you with this 30-minute search, and we will be back in a matter of seconds with our findings. So Liam and Patrick, are you ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, I guess it's time to look into the search results of can a human get an animal pregnant? And we're back. We've just spent the last half an hour looking into the question, can a human get an animal pregnant? And I've got to say, it's blown my mind a bit.
Yeah, I cannot believe the stuff that I've read. I'm shocked.
Yeah, me too.
It is. I don't know where really to start. Have we got any volunteers for anyone who'd like to go first?
Okay, so like, I guess the short answer is obviously no. Humans can't
God
get.
Damn it!
Yeah, humans can't get other animals.
There goes my plans of breeding a superhuman family.
Mad scientist.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so like, if you want like the quick scientific answer, obviously DNA is like sets of instructions for like life and growth. Mm-hmm. You know, cell construction, all the rest of it.
Yeah,
and quite simply, like, animal DNA and human DNA, like, there's not an animal close
it
enough.
It just doesn't click, does it? That's no. What I found out.
Like, the instructions, like, if a sperm met an egg, like, the instructions just wouldn't mix. They wouldn't be able to. It'd be like,
yeah,
speaking two completely different languages almost. Like, nothing would actually grow or anything would happen.
Mm.
So that's a big no. I guess there is one interesting thing. Anyone who's read Yuval Noah Harari, Sapiens, would know about this. And I always found it awesome. There has been genetic breeding and with other human species in the past, because everyone thinks that there's only one human species, and there is now. You know, there have been humans on this planet for, well, like, sapien species in this planet for about 2 million years, and yeah, Homo sapiens have only been around for like 200,000 years. So there's been other kind of sapien species, and like 100,000 years ago they think there was as many as 6, obviously like Neanderthals included. So what happened to the other ones? Like, did we like kill them all? Did we fuck some of them? What happened? Well, it seems like we've did a bit of everything. Like, there's a bit of Neanderthal DNA in some of us. Like, some of them we just like basically committed like a really primitive form of genocide and just murked them all off. But others, you know, there were incidences where we fucked. And yeah. So that's quite interesting. I always found that mad. Like, that one, that we weren't, that there were points where we weren't the only kinds of humans on the planet.
That is, yeah.
So do you reckon do you reckon humans are kind of a crossbreed of other types of, you know, species?
There's got to be a bit of dolphin in there, ain't there?
Because humans could be a crossbreed of like two different types of species. You know what I mean?
To some extent, like, yeah, like, and like this poses like a bit of an ethical dilemma for a lot of scientists, because, you know, this bit, well, basically, like, by and large, like, humans, all races or whatever, like, they're the same. Like, we're all humans. But there is also an argument to suggest, like, say in like Northern Europe, where there were Neanderthals, like, perhaps the DNA is slightly different because we fucked some Neanderthals. And there were other human species, like, that were very, like, specific to different geographical locations. And maybe there was some mixing that went on. So, yeah, so that's an interesting one.
On that note, I actually read something on slate.com, and similar to your Neanderthal thing, Liam, they actually took or had some DNA from Neanderthals and they analysed it, and they looked, and their gene pool actually shows that they did used to interbreed with our primate cousins back 30,000 years ago.
And again, some people, you can see it in them, like,
yeah,
they just look Neanderthalish.
Yeah, I mean, plus, what else are you going to do back in the day? You ain't got a PS4 or PS5 or whatever. You're just going to grab the nearest thing and...
fuck it.
Kill an hour, aren't you? Yeah. But another reason, apparently, why animals and humans can't interbreed is because of how the genitalia's evolved as well and morphed. Apparently, it's just become incompatible with some other species, and also the sperm mobility could be another problem. However, if some species are closely linked, for example, you see people breeding like lions and tigers, or this one made me laugh, a goat and a sheep. Apparently someone What's bred one of them, and this is the best one. It's called a geep, which is just perfect. There's a likelihood that they could interbreed, even though they have different numbers of chromosomes, which is kind of nuts.
Damn.
What about you, Patrick?
Well, on Quora, I stumbled across something which was on the same lines, but a little more out there. It said, apparently by accident, one scientist discovered that human sperm could penetrate the protective outer membranes of a gibbon egg. There were some alleged attempts of making human hybrids with other great apes, but they failed. However, some ancient tales show that some hybrids have been documented between chimps and orangutans. Some African tribes say that chimpanzees could rape women, but the stories also...
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but the stories also appear in Southeast Asia. But with orangutans, some orangutans have been showing to have sexual interest into women. And that even...
No.
You know what I mean? And that even some female orangutans have been illegally captured and shaved to work as prostitutes.
Get to fuck.
How mad is that?
No way.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't know how that could fool anyone. why are your arms the same size as your whole body? Yeah. Imagine how low your expectations must be to think, yeah. Okay then.
so fuck
as well, like an orangutan, yeah, they're like, aren't they like 5 times stronger than people? Imagine trying to fuck one, it just pulls your leg off. All right, so I'm fucking bursting to tell you guys this.
Go on.
So, like, obviously, I'm a big fan of history. So when I saw this, I was shocked, and I had to go check it up a bit more to see, like, the validity of it. And everything I've found so far suggests that this really happened. I'm going to check it out some more just to be, like, doubly sure. But apparently, in the mid-1920s in Soviet Russia, so Stalin had just kind of come into power, he wanted to create basically a new army of half man, half chimpanzees.
What the fuck?
He actually dispatched his top genetic scientist, someone called Ilya Ivanov, to West Africa to try and do this. And he said, apparently, I want a new invincible human being, insensitive to pain, resistance, and indifferent about the quality of food they eat.
Wow.
And yeah, he sent this guy off, 1926 apparently, to go and breed an army of monkey people. And this is the fucking best/worst bit, depending on how good you are as a person. But apparently they first tried inseminating monkeys with human sperm. Yeah. Obviously it didn't work. So then they tried inseminating humans with monkey sperm.
Imagine
how peak that is. So like, I can see what's happened here. Yeah, like some women, she's been rounded up during the Great Purges. She thinks she might have got sent to the gulag.
Yeah.
Or she might have got sent to West Africa. And she's like, what? Ilya Ivanov has just come out with a fucking turkey baster full of monkey sperm.
Oh, that is disgusting.
She's just like, send me to Siberia.
Oh my God. Fucking hell. That's when you sign up to one of these, you know, get $3,000 and get injected for 2 weeks or something.
Yeah. Some desperate student. Like, so what are we doing today?
The funny thing is, yeah, I actually thought about doing those stuff in clinical trials.
He just wheels out a horny monkey.
They're dangerous, man. Like, clinical trials are not something you want to do. Like, I don't care how much money you're making. Yeah, you could literally die the next day.
It's like, doctor, what are we doing today? Just like, put on this monkey costume and wait here.
Oh,
just
my God.
Brings out a fucking horny chimpanzee.
Hold this banana, don't move.
No, that's fucked. Shouldn't laugh because that was a real person, but you know.
I've got to give a shout out to Blind Boy here as well, because when I was researching, I thought as well about, because I've seen lists about, you know, there have been rumoured animal breedings around like man pig, monkey girl and porcupine man, yeah. Fuck knows how that happened. But I was thinking about Blind Boy and did this podcast, and shout out Blind Boy, if you never listened to the podcast, listen to this podcast. And it mentioned about naked mole rats, and it made me think, naked mole rats would be the perfect animal to breed a human with, really. I don't know if you guys know about naked mole rats, but they're fucking nuts. Imagine they don't age.
That is hectic, yeah. You know? What?
they, like, you know, the human body, it will kind of deteriorate and we will lose out on like collagen and things as we get older, and it will just get older. They don't age, they only die from like random occurrences. They don't age, which is nuts. Not only that, they can survive without oxygen for 18 minutes. They don't feel large amounts of pain. And on top of that, they're immune to cancer.
Yeah, I've heard this.
What?
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're also a naked mole rat.
Yeah, they are peak.
What kind of, like, how are they even made? Like, that, do you know what I mean? Stuff like this kind of makes me wonder, why is an animal like this existing? You know what I mean? Like,
well, hopefully we can find something from their genetics to cure the cancer or something, surely. But then again, like, what do they do different? Like, they live underground. Is it sunlight? You know, they live off feces. Does that mean we got to eat our shit? You know what I mean? What is it?
I just want to look younger.
But that was nuts. They're just a fucking anomaly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you got to have some cool quirks about you if you look like a fucking naked mole rat.
Yeah,
it's only fair, isn't it? Otherwise, it would be weighs out the balance. But yeah, did anyone find out anything else?
Yeah, so I saw an Africa checker, a DJ Jazzy D.
Shout out.
Straight out reliable source right there. claim that a 24-year-old female tourist from Germany, she gave birth to a litter of German Shepherd puppies.
What?
Did she have sex with a German Shepherd, or was it the fact that because she was German, it made the puppies German Shepherds? I do not know. And what I found hilarious about this is Facebook flagged the story as possibly false.
What? The Facebook, of all people, to flag it? They literally promote fake news, innit? How are they like flagging that?
I know. I guess they kind of draw the line at man, dog, people.
Yeah.
It's good to know where the boundaries are.
Yeah, so guys, this has been nuts. But of course, let's, you know, rate this question out of 10, whether you found it funny, found it interesting. Liam, why don't we start with you?
I think it's been very positive, man. I'm going to give this a 10 out of 10.
Whoa, the first 10. Let's do this.
Yeah, I've loved it. I've loved it. I really have.
Fantastic. And Patrick?
I'd say a 7 out of 10.
Any reasons why?
I think that it's, for me, it's a bit of, like, you know, stomach turning. That's the only thing I'd say. It's very interesting, but it's just not something that, you know, you come across every day and something that I would search, you know what I mean?
I would personally give this a 9 out of 10. Again, it's answered a question for me, which I've always thought about, whether we can actually make superhuman animal babies. Sadly, we can't. Maybe in one day in the future, something might happen. But yeah, I'd give that a 9 from me. So yeah, guys, that has been the search of, can a human get an animal pregnant? The overall answer is no. And we hope you have found out some new trivia, some cool facts perhaps, learnt something new. Maybe it has answered some questions that you thought to yourself in your spare time when you're daydreaming. If you like the podcast and if you like what you heard today, please make sure to give us a like, subscribe, share with your friends and family, although family might take this the wrong way. Just share the love, that's all we would ask. And on top of that, if you have any stupid questions which you're too scared to search and look into them yourself, but you feel like it could be the perfect rabbit hole for us to look down, please get in contact at searchresultspodcast@gmail.com and send in your stupid questions. We'd love to hear them, and potentially we'd use them as the focus for future episodes. So as always, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for listening. It's goodbye from me, Connor.
Goodbye from me, Liam.
And goodbye from me, Patrick.
Thanks for listening, guys, and see you next time on Search Results.
Connor, you sound like my nan.